It's 11:14 here at 92.1 FM. It's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
And on this beautiful Thursday morning, let's say good morning to Dwayne Hastad from Heather Flow and Garden. Morning, Dwayne.
Hey, good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody out there. Paul and I were talking. We were saying if the weather was always like it is today, there'd be a lot more people in Minnesota.
That's for sure. Beautiful yesterday, beautiful today.
Yeah, we'll take it.
That's right. Now, the dew points are fairly low, and sounds like it's going to come back tomorrow, though.
Yeah, but we know what's around the corner, so we better not complain.
Yeah, it happens fast, doesn't it?
It sure does.
All right. As always, we're going to open up our phone lines for any questions for Dwayne, lawn or garden questions. Give us a call at 320-598-7301. That's 598-7301 for a question for Dwayne. Let's see if we can stump him. Have you ever been stumped on the garden show, Dwayne?
Oh, yes. Back in my younger days, I kind of BS'd my way through those questions. And now I've learned a few things that I don't know, I'd like to investigate it or look it up and then talk to a few people and then bring back the answer the following week. So
right.
I think I'm getting smarter in my old age, but I don't know.
Hey, how did the horticultural day at University of Minnesota Morris go last Thursday?
I actually was on vacation when that was going on, and I was up at the lake. And remember, we did the show from the lake.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I didn't get to attend this year. But, over the years, I've been there many times, and it's always well attended. And they do such a fantastic job. And you just don't have to go on Hort Night. We're talking about the horticulture gardens at the University of Minnesota at Morris. You can go up there anytime and go strolling through the gardens. So if you have an afternoon that you don't have anything to do, go up to the gardens in Morris.
Okay, good. Well, Dwayne, what's our plant of the week?
The plant of the week are hydrangeas. And hydrangeas are the plants that Grandma had, was the big white flower that was always planted in the shade. And there's been a lot of genetics. And we have all colors of hydrangeas that grow in Minnesota. Okay, a lot of hydrangeas are found out on the West Coast, but there's a lot of hydrangeas. They're medium-sized plants, and we have some dwarf plants now, but they get 4 to 5 feet tall or taller. And there's white ones, there's pink ones, there's blue ones, there's red ones, and there's multicolored ones. We have a great selection at Heather right now. A great plant to be planting. They're hardy here. They grow sun or shade. If you have a hydrangea that's in the sun, you better water it though when it's 100 degrees.
That's a pretty plant, isn't it?
It's gorgeous. It has huge flowers. It'll flower from July all the way to frost. So it's cold out. And then you can even leave it up, and because it has those flower heads, and you can enjoy it over the winter. So.
Okay.
One of my favorite is called Berry White, which comes out with a cone-shaped flower, has big white flowers, and it turns pink. We just got some new red ones in that are hardy for here. So if you're looking for something different, look at your hydrangeas right now.
All right, pretty plant. So what's our horticultural concern this week, Dwayne?
I always get a little excited because people want to seed grass. And fall is the time that you want to be seeding your grass, but you have to do a few things to prepare for that. If you have a lawn that's full of weeds and whatever, you got to get those weeds sprayed out. You got to get rid of those. Or if you have a new area that you are going to till up, You got to get that ready now, and that means to do that in August. And we're already on August 4th, and people probably won't believe this, but on my gravestone, it's going to say, before you go to the state fair, you got to seed your lawn. State fair is the third week of August. That's not far away. So you got to spray your lawn, got to get leveled. And the reason to do that is, believe it, by that time we're getting cooler evenings, still have warm days, hopefully get some fall rain. And if you get that grass seed in middle to end of August, you'll have a nice lawn this year.
Okay, good. Good time to do that.
And don't buy the cheap grass seed, because you know what? Many years ago, they used to put annual grass seed in with the grass seed, because they said that was a nurse crop. That means it would come up quick and get a nice shade for the rest of your grass seed to come up. But this year, they started to put a lot of annual grass seed back in there, and it isn't for the same reason. The same reason, what they did it for now is to reduce the price of the grass seed, because grass seed went up. But if you put annual grass seed in there and you seed it this fall, it's not coming up next year. So when you're buying grass seed, look on what kind of grass seed you're getting, and get quality grass seed.
Okay. Yeah, what kind of grass seeds you guys have at Heather?
I always like it. It's one of my pet peeves. Hey, do you got any good grass seed? Oh, we sell all bad grass seed at Heather. But we have quality grass seed, and I made a formula of grass seed that I like, and I did it many, many, many years ago, and I still have that mixture of grass seed, and I would highly recommend that. We have a purple bag of grass seed. I know it's a little bit more expensive, but you're going to get a quality grass seed, and you're not going to get a lot of annual grass seed, which you're just wasting your money on.
Okay. All right, real good, Dwayne. Well, the phone's ringing here at the studio, so let's get going with our questions, huh?
We got a lot of questions.
Yeah, we do. All right, first one is, why are the needles turning brown and falling off and dying on large established pine trees? Trees are dying. Why? Why are needles turning brown on established pine trees?
There's two reasons, okay? That wind we had could have busted some of those branches. So if it's one branch that maybe got hurt, okay? If it's a whole tree, you have a fungus problem, okay? It's called Rhizospira spruce needle cap. You have to spray your trees. I created a spray for that. It works. If you want it, we could talk all day on that one. If you have a problem, bring some needles. I don't even need to see the needles. I know what you have, and we have the solution here.
Now, Dwayne, when you say spray the tree, how do you go about doing that?
Well, I had a couple people even this morning came and borrowed my sprayer. I have a backpack sprayer that'll get 35 feet in the air, and you mix a solution into that, and you can spray your trees. Or if you have it in your yard, if you have a hose end sprayer that you hook on the end of your garden hose, that'll go quite high in the air, and you can spray that. What you need to spray is, we have a product called Momentum, is what I would suggest. If you're looking elsewhere, there's a product called Daconil. That'll help with the problem with that needle cap.
Okay. I just thought of something. I had a discussion with a relative this past week.
Uh-oh.
And it's about about leaves on trees. She says, you know, before it rains, trees know that because the leaves will curl upward. And I said, no way. Have you ever heard of that?
Yeah, trees know that.
That's real then.
Yeah, but what really happens though, you know, they'll cup like that, but what happens is on the bottom side of the leaves is where the tree breathes and absorbs moisture. If you have a front coming in that's going to rain or even change the atmospheric pressure, those cells will open up and absorb that rain. So yeah, a tree knows. And
wow.
If you're spraying your evergreen trees, you should spray it before a front coming in, because it'll absorb your spray better.
Wow, I didn't know that. Okay.
That's why you're on the show.
So the next time a front is coming in before it rains, I'm going to look at every leaf on the trees.
There you go.
All right. Good. All right. This is from a listener.
You might be out there for a long time if you're going to look at every leaf on the tree.
This is from a listener, Dwayne. We're going to talk about tomatoes now. My tomatoes are horrible with little to no tomatoes, and my bean plants look good, but they bloom and are not producing beans. So there's kind of two questions there. What's wrong with tomatoes?
Could be a lot of things, but we're going to make it simple. I'd say it's a nutritional problem. You need to fertilize your tomatoes, and if you're not getting fruits and vegetables off your plants, that's probably a lack of phosphorus. That's the middle number, nitrogen, phosphorus, and potash, or else your nutrition is way out of whack. I would strongly suggest that they use, at this stage of the game, you need to use an instant fertilizer. That means one that's mixed with water, and you spray it on, because that plant will absorb that nutrition right away. So you need a phosphorus with trace minerals in it, instant fertilizer, and spray it on your plants. If it was early spring, I would suggest getting a slow-release fertilizer like Earth Elements and spray it on your plant. We have a product called Momentum with a fertilizer that we mix together and you spray it on your plant. And if you were taking a test, a leaf test on that, within 20 seconds, that plant has that nutrition into that plant.
Okay.
You need to get some fertilizer out there, and you need to get it quick, because when your plant is producing its fruit, it takes a lot of fertilizer.
Okay. Let's talk about, somebody wants to talk about basil or mint plants. Basil or mint plants. Does anyone grow this in their garden?
We sell lots of mint plants. We sell a lot of herbs, okay? I mean, if you're talking about basil, I have on hand in Dawson right now. We have mammoth sweet basil. We got lemon basil. We got Thai basil. A lot of people grow that. Mints, we have chocolate mint, lemon mint, spearmint, apple mint, peppermint, Hillary sweet mint. We got lavenders, all kinds. Yes, people grow all kinds of herbs.
Oh.
It goes on and on and on.
Okay, interesting.
So if you're looking for herbs, we have a great selection at Heather, especially in Dawson.
Okay. Another tomato question. Tomatoes are ripening but have brown rot on the bottom. How to prevent that?
Goes back to the same thing we've been talking about. It's about nutrition, about your minerals in your soil, the lack of calcium. If you have a big garden next spring, put gypsum on your garden. If you're doing it right now, we have a spray that has calcium in there, and it's called blossom end rot. So you get blossom end rot spray and spray it on your tomatoes. Got to do that real quick.
Okay, I think we talked about this last week, but why does cabbage head start splitting open?
Uneven watering. If you got a big rain and then it dries out, or if you water and it dries out, uneven watering will crack the heads on your cabbage and your lettuce and all that.
Okay. And our last one, what are some ways to boost yields in my garden, Dwayne?
I could talk on that for 10 years. quickly, okay? I don't know how much time we got left.
A minute and a half.
You got to keep the weeds out, okay? And if you have certain weeds, it tells you what you're missing. So gypsum on your garden would be great. Fertilizer on your garden. Even watering. Water in the morning. Use quality water. That's a talk in itself. Pay attention to your plant. Got to have nutrition, which we've been talking about. Earth Elements. This time of the year, you need to get Momentum or instant fertilizer on there.
Okay.
And you have to have good soil. Loosen the soil. You got to have compost in there. You have to have biology in your soil. That breaks the minerals down and feeds it to your plant.
All right.
So it's just not having a garden in the backyard. You got to take care of it.
All right. Got to run, Dwayne. You got three locations. Quickly.
Madison, Dawson, and Montevideo. A lot of stuff going on. We have lots of plants. We didn't even get to talk about the Gnome Park, and the Grand Park or the Biome Park or Dawson City Tree.
Right.
Dawson City Tree. Sign up for them.
All right. Thanks, Dwayne. Talk to you next week.
Have a great week, everybody.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center in Dawson, Canby, and in Marshall.